Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Willie G opens his Christmas presents, plus Stupid World Records and Randy Moss talk. All coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
A tradition unlike any other.
Oh, God.
The Masturbators. This weekend on CBS.
Oh, great job!
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
And it's time to turn the clock back a little bit.
Oh.
It's time to take care of some unfinished business. Something that happened.
I like this music.
Christmas time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Christmas time.
Love Christmas.
Christmas time.
Oh, Willie.
Now, don't anybody say what I got you guys for Christmas. Maybe he hasn't right. heard it yet, but no. I got Willie his gift, but because of direct mail and carnivals and legal firms and the cost of parking. Apparently, he was not here for Christmas. So
I was not here.
I have given him his Christmas gift, and he's unwrapping it right now.
Are we going?
I'm excited.
Very excited.
I'm excited for you.
Me too.
Yeah, he's going to like it.
Yeah, he's going to enjoy it. Yeah.
And notice it says Wilbur right on the box.
So this is a Chick McGee wrapping job.
He's the best.
I might need scissors, yes.
There you go, buddy.
This is, I did not plan this out time.
When I wrap a present, it stays wrapped, baby.
That's
yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hell, you wrapped that, what, 4 months ago, three months
yeah,
ago?
4 months.
Yeah, it's still wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing's impressive is what it is.
Just as tight today as it was when it was wrapped.
Even if it was just the wrapped, I would appreciate it so much. Now I'm going inside. I'm going to see what's happening.
No kidding? All right. Well, that's... I don't think anyone else ever said anything.
A live bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
Oh, what's going on here?
Oh. Uh-oh. Okay, get rid of that thing. Who needs that?
So it's about the size of a shoebox.
Is it a basketball? What Chicks, is it?
Look at those. Is that gold and black for the CU Buffs colors?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
This is so thoughtful. I might cry. Thank you very much.
Show everybody
your name's on the back.
The stitched Wilbur in the back.
Oh, yes.
It says Wilbur, so people behind me know what my name is.
That's right. Look at those.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
I'm going to wear these tonight.
What are the colors for?
Colorado Buffaloes.
Oh.
Black and gold. Yeah. Also, for Purdue Boilermakers.
I'll lie to
my grandma, say they're for her.
All right. Well,
did she go to Purdue?
She did. She was a cheerleader. Radio.
I didn't know that.
She was.
Wow.
I'll see you later, Virginia.
Yeah.
Hang out.
My shoes are still on the shelf. I've been waiting for the ideal day. Because they're the nicest shoes I have, so I don't want to wear them on a day where there's a chance of rain or heavy wind.
I'm exactly this. You should see how mine are displayed in my closet.
No,
like they are like a collectible.
Yeah, mine too.
Well, mine are in a bag in the car.
I've seen you wear them a lot.
But I do know I do know when I'm going to wear them for the first time.
Yeah,
your wedding.
What?
Your wedding.
Your wedding.
That's right. Yeah. I have an announcement. Jeff and I are getting married.
Oh. So you can each wear your shoes.
Yeah.
I know that you're joking. That would be the most fun wedding of all time.
That'd be a great one.
Your beards would get tangled.
Our beards Velcro together.
Yeah, it's just loops.
I'm not complaining. Just makes for longer kisses.
That would be wonderful. You know, I've wanted to get you guys this gift because the personalization was out there. But I decided to myself that two things had to happen. First of all, that your name had to be stitched in them instead of printed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought when they were printed, that was low rent. I didn't care for that. And the shoes had to get cheaper.
Yes.
Well, the stitching came true, so.
I know. Yeah. I believe it was somewhere beginning of December, you made an announcement to all of us. I spent way too much effing money on all of you.
I do remember that.
I did it over time. When I remembered it, I would order a pair, and it really started to add up.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who work here.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have to give them to, you know, some of the lessers around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't.
I see. All right.
I mean, for the amount that I've been at work, you should have gotten me shoelaces.
No,
your family.
And I think there's another box in there for him, isn't there?
This is getting out of control.
What's going on here?
Wait till you see this.
He's going to love this one.
Yeah, you're going to really like this one.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that.
And please notice how that one's wrapped.
That kitten, there's no way it's still alive.
Oh, man. I'm surprised the smell isn't stronger.
I can smell it from here.
Okay, this, what do we got? Uh-oh, it says Willie. It says Funko.
Funko.
I think I know what this is.
This is so cool.
It has fun right in the name.
Oh, my goodness. The Willie Griswold Funko Pop.
Great.
There he is.
Thank you so much. I'm wearing a blue sweatsuit.
That's right.
You know, me at an airport. Absolutely.
Very nice.
And everybody got those, too.
Yeah, Chick won Christmas this year.
Last year.
That was originally the only gift I was getting everyone.
Yeah.
And then...
You went overboard, boy.
I don't know. Something happened.
I've been using my stove from Christy a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. By the way...
my solo.
I got you a solo stove, but you weren't here.
Yeah.
So now it's Jeff's solo stove. Yay!
Willie, I didn't get you anything this year because I thought you were dead. I got bad information.
So did half the YouTube chat.
I don't know where
you're
living.
That explains the look on your face this morning when you saw Willie.
I thought it was a zombie.
I'm happy to get you a stove, but I didn't know where you were living.
Solo stove is a great product, but for me, I like a looser fire. I don't want it contained.
All right.
I want it all over the place. I like cinder blocks around it, because cinder blocks, those are just more of a recommendation for where the fire has to stay.
Sure, I get that.
How many times have I said but hey, let that fire be a fire, man.
Yes.
Don't contain it. No.
A fire is only a fire if there's a risk of it jumping.
Neighbor's roof.
The highway.
Those solo stoves are great, though, and it's perfect. It's like about a basketball-sized hoop, so you can just take any aerosol-sized can and just chuck it. It's a fun game me and the fellas play. You throw it in there so you get the high score.
It's really loud, though, when those pop like that. Have you ever?
I've never been. I would never.
Have you ever taken a Christmas tree and into the backyard and lit it on fire?
No.
After it was up in your house?
I bet that goes right up.
I haven't either. But I would guess it really goes right up. Almost instantaneously. The word Tinder came to mind. Holy hell.
Was that in January or June?
Christmas Eve.
It might have been February. And you remember my one of my Christmas trees. We have a program here where you're supposed to put it out in some sort of bag at the curb, and there are only X number of days that you can.
And they'll come pick it up and make it into mulch.
They make a big
so they claim. Who knows?
They make a big damn deal about it.
Like it could be April. If you yell at the garbage guy enough, he'll do it for you.
Like they're doing me a favor, okay? I pay for my trash collection. All right, let's start there.
Okay.
So this one of the I had my Christmas tree in the back, and on my way to this job, I rolled up to a curb not that far from here, got out of the car, rolled it out of my tree out of the back, and threw it into the ditch and drove off.
Before like five, someone thought you were getting rid of a body.
It looked like I was getting rid of a body. A casual observer would say, he killed that guy, and now he's getting rid of the body.
I burnt my Christmas tree last year, and the neighbors called the fire department on me.
Are you serious?
And apparently, you aren't supposed to burn the artificial ones, only the live tree.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of black smoke.
That's toxic.
A horrible smell. Yeah. The neighbors were not fans.
My goodness. Oh, look what time it is.
Stupid world record.
Yay.
Thrilled. I know. You know, it's right now that I...
We don't have to.
I kind of miss him.
Yeah.
I do. It cuts my workload in half.
Yeah.
The City Museum in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
You been there, John?
Love it.
I have.
You
yes.
have a season pass? You
no, remember? But I've been.
Really?
Yeah, it's a fun place. Real fun.
We went last year with the kids, and the best part is there's rooms that the kids disappear into other rooms, and the parents have no idea where they went. And the parents are too big to crawl through some of the tunnels, so you just hear... Braxton! And you just hear from another room, Mommy! And you're like, yeah!
Huh.
It's fun.
Well, anyway, the City Museum in St. Louis will attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the most people wearing underwear on their heads.
Well, this is wacky fun.
This.
I like it.
This is something I can get behind.
Yeah.
Really?
According to the museum, it's looking to add it to its robust record collection.
You're playing bingo.
This includes the museum has titles for the world's largest pencil, the world's longest seesaw. Didn't Archimedes or somebody give me a lever long enough and I can lift the world or something like that?
Something along those lines.
And the world's largest tennis racket.
Mm. So what underwear would you wear?
I don't know if
would
I
would wear a lady's. Would you wear your own?
That's a good. I don't know if I would wear a lady's underwear.
Mm. I'd probably go with clean.
Good choice.
New.
Really.
I'd maybe go with the classic white boxers with hearts.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Funny.
Yeah. I think I'd wear girls' underwear if that one girl would call.
Probably
anyway. In honor of 314 Day.
That's the area code.
All things St. Louis.
Mm. Oh.
The museum is hoping to gather 314 people on March 14th and have them all wear underpants on their head for at least a minute. The record to beat is 270
Maybe
people
we should do this.
Right now. Should
put
we
put underwear on our heads?
Can we
do it Zoom?
Participate?
Do we have
I
to
don't
be
think
there?
So.
Virtually? No. We have to be there, probably.
You'd have to be there.
Mm. Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah. What is the 14th?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday. Definitely a Thursday.
No. Yeah.
Thursday.
This is going to upset all the pie nerds, 3.14,
because
that's their day.
That
so
is.
Now it's the St. Louis nerds versus the pie nerds. This could get really messy.
What do we got? We got May 4th.
May the 4th be
we
with
got
you.
Pie Day. We've got March 4th. That's also a sentence, I guess, right?
Yeah. We got
talking about silly days?
Yeah.
Oh, April 15th is choke on it, government. That's what I say. You know, one year I wrote choke on it on the check.
Are you serious?
And then I went, why would I do this? Why, I should never. I'm going to be audited immediately.
Good thing they're understaffed right now.
That's the only reason I think I got away with it.
I can't imagine anyone that works there has a great sense of humor.
Nope. They don't.
Get a load of this. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, you had some.
Get a load of this bastard.
I was so mad.
We've got his.
When I lived with four guys, we would take turns who paid the rent each month. And so the other people would write checks to you. And then whatever the weirdest thing in the memo you could put. For your body, so they had to go and deposit a bunch of
like rim job or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But then the next month was going to be someone else, so they were going to get you back. You know, it was never the same person every month depositing.
You could use like Country Kitchen or something.
Yes.
Kentucky couple.
Yeah. Pause on that one.
This is sort of a world record. This got
world record.
This was on the International Newswire. Cole Brower has become the first American woman to race a sailboat alone, nonstop around the world.
Her husband jumped, huh?
I just want to tell you, it's really amazing and wonderful that you would come with me on this trip. I can't believe that. I did want to go here by myself.
I'll be right back.
I tell you, it's a really a lonely out here.
Sweetie, just a
second.
Sploosh.
Sploosh. Honey.
Take a vacation.
Wait a minute. What sound did you make going in the water?
Sploosh.
That's a Don Martin thing, isn't it? Sploosh. Cole Brower and her 40-foot sailboat traveled about 30,000 miles to compete with more than a dozen sailors in the Global Solo Challenge. Brower was the youngest and only girl in the group that set sail in October from A Corona, Spain. She arrived back in Spain on Thursday, March 7th. The race took her 130 days to complete.
Wow.
130 days, 30,000 miles. How many miles is that a day, Josh?
To 26.
What was it?
30,000 miles in 130 days.
What are you guys going to do when it's 26?
So you take 130 and divide it by 30,000. That's your problem. You're not going to have to be able to. You got to convert it to the 130 to 1,000, and then
.004333.
I think I'll do my new stand up. I think the one thing we can agree on is we might not ever know how far she traveled each per day.
Well, you could do 30,000 divided by 130, and you get 231 miles.
We're doing math.
I know. Yeah. And there are eighth graders listening that have already figured this out.
Next.
It was nicer when I said it, wasn't it?
I'm sorry. I should have told you. That's sports.
It is.
Willie literally just rubbed his heart.
It freaks me out.
To soothe your own heart.
It freaks me out when I hear it, not expecting it. It's like when you drink coffee, but you think it's water, and then you get the kick. Does that make sense?
I was just hoping Chick was going to do it mid-sentence.
This is the new sports theme.
Come
really?
On, let's get it going, Willie. You can keep me rolling.
Josh is dancing.
You know what I mean. He can't help but move.
Well, I'll twist for you, baby, and I'll rip for you, baby. Take another shot, get lit for you, baby.
I do love the oh yeah part, I tell you.
Rick, check it,
Randy. Randy.
Rick, you don't write checks. How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Randy Moss. I had to meet him once. He's a nice man.
Yeah, very nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Good kisser, Christy?
I did not kiss him. I actually hung out with his wife. His wife was there. She's about my size.
Good kisser.
Mindy?
I did not kiss her either.
Was it Mindy?
Mindy Moss.
I don't remember.
And the kids, Mark.
They were just the two of them.
Mark, Mark and Mary and... Maloicious.
They were on holiday. They were hosting, Randy Moss was hosting like a boot camp in the mornings. You could go out and work out with Randy Moss on the beach.
No,
that's exactly get right, Willie.
But what? You have to pay for that?
Yeah. No, it was all inclusive, so it would be in your butt. I would sit on my balcony and watch them while I drank coffee.
That's fun. What didn't happen in Kentucky. It was West Virginia.
From Kentucky, boy.
They have a really good 30 for 30 about Randy Moss.
Moss University, right?
Rand University.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rand is right down there where I used to work, actually.
I have a picture of me and him somewhere.
Speaking of West Virginia.
Yes, we're going to be there.
Yes, tell us about it.
Yeah, my Uncle Denny called yesterday. He's going to be at the comedy show that night. I can't
wait
to see
him. Uncle Denny's going to be there?
We finally get to meet Uncle Denny?
Yeah, you do. Lucky
you have an Uncle Waffle House, too?
Do not make fun of her fine Uncle Denny Perkins. He's a good man.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.